Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the Rangers legend, the baseball legend, the Hall of Famer, Nolan Ryan, as we get Nolan on the program to talk a little bit about the Major League Baseball playoffs in full swing. Good morning, Nolan.
Hello, you guys got me there.
Yeah, we got you. How are you?
Sorry about that. I'm sitting there with a skewer of possum penis crackling over my campfire, and it started to burn there for a second, so I had to pull it out real quick. I slipped out in the woods last night under this lean-to I'd made out of, like, poison ivy plants and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not allergic to it. You know, Ruth's real allergic to it, but I'm not. I eat the stuff just like a billy goat, and I think it's tasty, but goes well with possum penis, I'll tell you that.
Okay, well, you're still living off the land, which is good to hear. Are you having a chance to see any of the baseball playoffs?
I see a little bit of it when I'm in town and I'm around, you know, electricity and that. People have, like, the television sets and stuff like that and that. Mm-hmm. And so I see it from time to time. And then, of course, I get updates on my Wilderness smartphone here.
Wilderness smartphone.
Yeah, it's just it's like an iPhone 13, but it's got a camo case on it.
Oh, okay.
And that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's camouflage, you know, so it doesn't, you know, none of the animals out here in the woods will be able to see it because they'll steal it and fence it.
And they will?
Yeah, and they'll get money for it, you know, because not all pawn shops run the serial numbers on it and that.
Well, I guess it is bow season, too. I don't know if you've been...
It is. I've been busy trying to get my... finish making my bow, so...
Oh, you make your own, huh?
I got it, and, you know, I make it out of a tree branch, and then I whittle down with a pocket knife into a bow, and then, of course, I got to find some sinew to run as a string in that.
You know, you've got a lot of money. They've got all these places with some really high-tech bows that would probably serve you better.
Yeah, but I don't like that because, I don't really have access to my money because I don't need it. You know, because I like to make all my own stuff and that. Except the iPhone, that's the only thing that I get that is of your modern world. You know, I got the iPhone so I can, keep up with the playoffs and the scores and that. And, and also where Ruth don't yell at me because she wants me to text her as soon as she texts me. I could be in the middle of a fist fight with a bear, but I got to tell him time out so I can get back to Ruth to tell her where I put the can of paint that she was looking for to do the new guest room.
Jeez. Well, it's good you've been keeping up with the playoffs. How about the Rangers not making it back and the Astros getting knocked out for the first time in a long time?
Well, I'm not really thinking about that right now.
Oh, why not?
But if I were to think about it, let me tell you what I'd think. I'm happy that the Rangers missed the playoffs for one reason. That punk-ass John Daniels.
Well, he's long gone. He hasn't been here for a few years
now. He ain't there anymore. I want everything that he once touched to turn to bear scat. I mean, because I hate that guy. He tried to get me fired out of the Rangers and did a power play there. And
I don't know about that.
And I was trying. I got back at him. I hit an elk cow in his car one time. Just surprising when he opened up the door and found a live elk in his Miata.
Oh, still alive.
Yeah, that surprised him. And then another time I cut his balls with a Bowie knife.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
wow.
That was just more of a playful prank. But
that's salt.
But yeah, you know, I just don't like him. He's all smarmy and looks like Aaron from The Office, and I just can't stand him.
You need to let that go.
Well, I hope everything else down on the ranch is going okay and that Ruth's fine and all
everything's
that.
Going fine. You know, I just, I'm interested to see who's going to win this World Series. I have an idea who's going to do it.
Who's that?
Dodgers and that. I think they're going to win it. They got that Shohei Ohtani, and he's by far the best Axis power player the game has ever seen.
Well, I don't think he's identified as that.
Well, I mean, you ever seen a good German or Italian baseball player? I mean, except Vinny Pasquantino, I just don't know of any Italian players.
I guess there aren't many.
And, Pasquatch is what he goes by in that.
Yeah, I figured you'd like him.
But I don't like him because I've battled a few Sasquatches, which are related to Pasquatches. And I once took a cottonwood branch to the gut from a Sasquatch once. Had to get 23 stitches. So.
Oh, you did?
I did. And that was just because I insulted his pelt at a backwoods barbecue we were having. And I was making a joke, it'll just seem like he hadn't washed it in a while, and he didn't like it, and he took that cottonwood after me, and I had to carry my small intestine in my hands to the next county just to get it worked on.
That's amazing.
Wow, what an ordeal.
But Shohei's a real deal, and he's certainly, my favorite Japanese of all time in the game. He's just amazing, yeah.
Okay.
I don't like everything from Japan. I don't like cars, and I don't like the snow monkeys.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
They've been at it.
And again?
Yeah, about a week ago or so, the snow monkeys, they stole Ruth's purse while we was out at church and they used her credit cards to buy some, over some mullet wigs and some disguises online. And they bought a doctor outfit and a sexy nurse outfit and a policeman uniform and a trench coat or something. And they put on all this outfit, and they stood on each other's shoulders under that trench coat so they can go into a business and took in my key ring there to make copies of our house keys. So,
what an elaborate plan that was.
So they could get into our house to steal my spare tractor key.
Wow.
And that. And I really don't know why they didn't just copy the tractor key that was on the key ring that they stole that had the house key on it.
Yeah.
But. Or just use that tractor key on the ring instead of buying the online disguises to get in the business.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And why they had to be dressed up as a doctor and a sexy nurse under the trench coat, under the policeman who was the only one that could be seen, I don't know. But
those crazy snow monkeys, they go to great lengths.
They do, and they stole my 100-horse tractor, and they used it to shove my barn down off an embankment into the creek.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and that barn was over 100 years old, too. So,
man.
I know, so I'm rebuilding the barn now, but I don't think I'm going to live long enough to open it back up. Got to wait 100 years, to replace a 100-year-old barn.
Well, I don't know if you have to do that.
So,
get it fixed.
And then last night I got an alert on my camo phone that the snow monkeys opened up a crypto account in my name on Coinbase. And use it to do some wash trading of some Monero, so I don't know what's happening here.
Man, you got your hands full.
But I got to get going. My possum penis is burning.
Okay.
All right.
Take care, Nolan.
All right, then.
We'll see you. There goes Nolan Ryan. It's 8:40.